Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I know it's time for News or Nope. But we gotta...
I was about to sing.
News! we gotta mention, RSVP window is open for the Colorado Dunn party.
Alice1059.com.
You can come to our party on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Tuesday the 7th.
Lone Tree Brewing. Crap tons of Colorado prizes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Casa Bonita, like Denver Ski.
It's gonna be a shot ski.
Yeah.
To win, not just to do.
We might do it.
We might test it out, yeah.
Yeah.
We're gonna put our mouths on it.
Once the registration is closed, then you can't just show up at Lone Tree Brewing on Tuesday. Right. You have to have your name on the list. Ed Sheeran tickets, Lord tickets, all these great things. Get on the list right now. Alice1059.com.
News. News.
No! No!
News.
Our only real hope.
Just
hit a
news.
This is news.
Almost as bad as mine.
Or nope.
News or nope. News of the day. Brought to you by stupid people. And we can nope, and nobody does it.
Yeah.
So I'm probably gonna do one today.
All right. Okay. Good evening.
Nope.
That is. You don't even let her.
Doesn't
get
matter.
It was about Jane Goodall. Goodall.
Yeah. Well,
Goodall. Yeah. So there you go.
Good evening.
Oh my God, you just made me laugh.
Yeah.
When you say.
But it's true, so. Not my story,
Jane
though.
R.I.P.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So there have been rumors about a reunion with One Direction, Louis Tomlinson and Zayn Malik, Zayn who left One Direction while they were still a band, have been spotted kind of out and about places, and people started noticing that they had camera crews with them. There was first rumors that they were putting out a song together, but then it seems to have leaked that they're actually doing some sort of like Netflix road trip documentary where they're going to relive the glory days. And I think I would imagine it's going to be a lot about Liam Payne's passing.
Yeah.
And maybe, you know, how they've reconnected since then, because they hated each other. They said vile, awful things
who
to each other.
Who hated who?
Louis and Zayn would like fight
they
on the internet.
Now they're...
Long after Zayn left, they just kind of were always at it. And now it's like been a big thing to see them back together again. Hmm. When Louis was asked about it, they said, what's the deal? Are you guys reuniting? He said, I heard that. I thought that was pretty interesting. Pretty astute. Astute is like drawing conclusions from information given, right?
Right.
So...
Is this
what
it's sort of like the cast, like there's big members of One Direction.
Mm-hmm.
And neither one of them are it.
Yeah.
I mean, when you say One Direction, let's rank them. Harry.
Right.
Without like the unquestionable.
Of course. Who knows though? Maybe they will show up in this. I think it's so beautiful.
No way is Harry in this thing.
If you knew he's been like outrunning marathons. He'll do anything.
I just think he's past
it. I think
he
would too, especially for
Liam.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay. But then, can I keep ranking?
Sure.
Niall.
Yeah.
Yeah. His and two? I wouldn't be surprised at all if
over
Niall
Zayn?
Shows up.
Over popularity.
Yeah.
And like just.
I think Zayn's got
public.
A niche, but Zayn with his
stage fright
and stuff. And Niall just kind of has had hits and has kind of just been
he's
in the zeitgeist
around,
more
yeah.
than.
I thought he just had one hit. What Slow Hands? What else is
this
he done?
Town?
This town was a great.
Heaven won't be the same.
They're all evil. I think Harry, and then they're all the same. I think they're all at a tie.
You don't think anybody's rising a little bit of?
To me, no.
Because I think Lily is scraping the bottom of the barrel.
Okay, but can we just say...
I'll give you that.
If this is truly, like, they definitely came back together because of Liam's passing. If this kind of an homage to him, that's not the word. Dedicated to him, like, that's beautiful.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Much like Jane Goodall.
Is Louis... Never mind. Is he still at the bottom if you leave Liam in?
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
You need to go.
Louis might be six. There's some backup dancers. Oh. Good
they
evening.
They didn't have backup dancers.
We have an update. A News or Nope update.
Oh, this never happens.
Yes, we talked about a while ago, the actor Raymond Cruz, known as playing Tuco Salamanca on Breaking Bad.
He did get busted for something. Yeah.
There was an incident where he was washing his car.
That's right.
Oh, he squirted somebody.
Yeah. The neighbor's daughter was in the way. He said, "Can you please move?" She didn't move. She got squirted with the hose. She said, "That's intentional." He said, "It was an accident," and back and forth. So we got, like, arrested for it. Turns out we have an update. He will not face prosecution for an incident. Let's go.
If you have kids in your neighborhood, just squirt them.
I guess, yeah. And if you're in LA, the LA City Attorney's Office decided not to move forward.
I don't feel good about...
I think it's fairly implied that I meant that.
I don't know when we're talking about a man getting in trouble for squirting.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
Yeah.
So he's off the hook. Do you know what I thought you were going to do?
No. What?
I thought I heard... Maybe I'm crazy. Are there
more frozen shrimp recalls?
No, but when he said Raymond, I heard a rumor that there's...
Yes.
Is that true?
It is. A 30th anniversary special. It's on November 20. It's a Monday night.
Of what? Yeah.
Oh!
Good evening.
No, you can't go before the music goes. Well, you can't go.
How does that get back in? You can't go. Me.
Oh my God! Who did she nope? The Raymond thing.
I don't even know what you guys were talking about.
Exactly.
Because who likes it when you don't give all the information?
You know how she did.
Let's dedicate the whole show to Taylor Swift.
Okay, I just want to say for the record. When the Jane Goodall thing happened,
I still
got a couple details in.
Because
he got all the details in.
Everybody loves Raymond.
Okay, cool. It felt like if we just noped Jane Goodall and didn't go like, hey, by the way, she's dead, it'd be really bad.
But then you said it in such a funny way that I laughed, and it made it seem like I was laughing at her passing.
He was 91.
Raymond is considerably younger than I am.
Okay. Good evening. Sir Gary Oldman received
a she left a gap for you!
Prince William.
She wanted you to say good evening.
No! Oh, good evening.
Who is Sir Gary?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.